Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to talk about ADHD and ADD. Lots of emerging information available today to help a lot of people, and we're going to discuss that. Then a little bit later in the show, I got a lot of compliments about my monologue last week after the Science for Humans show, and so I'm going to do it again. I'm going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. I'm going to talk about alcohol because a study was published and released today that shows that even a small amount of alcohol during pregnancy destroys a child, literally. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And hopefully I'll inspire some of you to rethink alcohol use. And listen, I'm not a teetotaler. I like to drink. So we'll get into that a little bit later, but without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
Hey, I'm good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. ADHD, it's a big problem today. Really big.
Man.
I mean, more doctors prescribe ADHD medications, I think, today than anything else for kids.
It is, you know, and according to the National Institute of Mental Health, they say the number of children diagnosed with ADHD and ADD is increasing, but they're unclear why. Interesting. But there's so much evidence out there, you know, leading to what some of the causes are, you know. And I think if you look at kids these days, you know, why is this number increasing? It's crazy.
Well, what have you found in some of your research?
We
did some shows on ADHD, so I'll be able to contribute a little bit here, too.
Absolutely. Well, first, you know, I think everybody knows what it is, but if not, I'm just going to read the definition. Attention and deficit hyperactivity disorder and attention deficit disorder. They're neurological behavioral related conditions. With kids, normally you'll find difficulty in concentrating, diminished focus, easily distracted. They're easily bored, difficult organizing, finishing tasks. They always lose things. This is a long list. They don't listen. difficulty following instructions. All kids don't listen. So that doesn't.
I was just going to say, that sounds like me when I was a kid. I guess I basically had ADHD.
But, you know, kids with ADHD and ADD, I mean, they do have problems, you know, listening, paying attention, learning. So these are all really grouped in. They're normally impatient, and usually they can't sit still, and they're not the quiet ones. You know, they're quite outgoing. And the same goes for adults, because a lot of times, you know, this wasn't diagnosed 30 or 40 years ago. So there's a lot of adults that may have this. And again, I think recognizing some of these conditions, there are some easy fixes. What I have found is, as you know, the medical profession, they've got drugs. They use Ritalin or they use some of the amphetamines that a lot of times work in opposite. It's kind of like a kid with ADHD who will use caffeine. It actually calms them down, but that doesn't mean you should go get them on caffeine. But that's kind of the whole idea behind the drugs. The problem is, like, they'll put one of the drugs you probably know is Adderall, highly, highly addictive amphetamine after prolonged use. So what's happening to these kids that they're putting on this Adderall is they're getting addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? We send them off into adulthood and say good luck, you know?
It should be mentioned that, and, you know, back in the day when you and I were younger, they had a lot of weight loss clinics that used to just immediately prescribe amphetamines to people and everything.
Yep.
Well, if amphetamines cause an accumulation or a buildup of ureic acid, the body wants to get rid of ureic acid. It actually, they can actually poison you over time. They can really have some damning metabolic effects, never mind the neurological effects.
Yeah, well, look at this. You know, Ritalin, which is next to Adderall, which is the most prescribed, is a central nervous stimulant. It causes nervousness, agitation, anxiety, insomnia, vomiting, increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, psychosis. Don't even get me off on Adderall. I mean, we're talking hallucinations, tremors, high blood pressures, irregular heartbeats, extreme mood swings. So like with any drug, we have to be very careful. It may help in one area, but typically it's going to cause two or three other issues.
Right.
And I think that's really the point I want to get across about the pharmaceutical. They haven't figured out how to make these things side effect free. So yes, it may help, but be aware that there's probably going to be some other issues. But it really comes down to most of the people, especially kids, have trigger points. And these trigger points are really food related.
Mm-hmm.
But before we kind of get into, you know, how to eliminate that, I want to just talk about a few things that I found that there is an overwhelming evidence because, again, you know, the medical profession doesn't want to look from the natural side.
Right.
But there's enough evidence that these things will help. And one of them is probably one of the most common things you can find at the health food store, fish oil. Omega-3 supplements have been shown, you know, to benefit ADHD patients. You know, the EPA, DPA are critical for brain functions and are anti-inflammatories. So they, in studies that I've saw, they help to reduce and improve learning.
Did those studies discuss how long it takes to see the results? Because parents quite often they want to see results quickly, and even Adderall doesn't work right away. Do you have to have the kid on fish oil for a period of time to see the results?
You know, it was like 30 days. I mean, it isn't something where you give a kid an Adderall and his symptoms are gone. No. I mean, it takes some time for that drug to build up, and it takes some time for that kid to adjust because it's a whole new adjustment, you know, all of a sudden being on something. So, again, the same with the natural side. You got to be patient, folks. You don't take a fish oil and it doesn't work and then you discredit it. You got to realize it's very important. And with this day and age, how many parents are feeding their kids, you know, fish? We are deficient in omega. Now, here's another, again, very common thing, B-complex. Mm-hmm. They're finding children with ADHD may need more B vitamins with the formation of serotonin, especially that B6. So, again, these are some basic principles that we talk about all the time. Getting back to the fundamentals, fueling the body, multi-minerals, you know, calcium, magnesium, zinc. This helps to relax the nervous system. Again, most kids that have these symptoms are deficient in those areas. But again, how many kids drink milk anymore? You know, what are they doing in the morning?
I know. Milk has become evil now, right?
And I'm so tired of you know, people saying milk is no good for you. I'm tired of hearing, you know, lactose or you know, dairy products are the devil. You know, got to be keto for kids. No.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Got to.
Did you happen to stumble upon a supplement that is near and dear to our hearts within the physical culture community, and that's GABA? GABA
yes.
has been shown to yep. have a really profound acute effect. Like they take it, and within 20 minutes they're calm.
And actually, that was my next one is GABA. It's gamma-aminobutyric acid. Again, you can find this in the health store. These aren't like some drugs and things, but it is. It has a very calming effect. And with as low as 250 milligrams twice daily, these kids are calm. Now, we use it to help us sleep and relax at night.
Right.
So, again, very safe, no side effects. But here is something else that was very interesting. That kind of got me thinking about the whole food aspect is they're now seeing that ADHD may be connected to digestive issues,
mm-hmm.
probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are our digestive systems being ruined? And again, we talk about this till the cows come home. You know, we don't think that we're ruining kids' digestive system. But again, folks, when they're drinking these caffeinated drinks, phosphoric acid, preservatives, processed foods, you know, their little systems aren't even as strong as adults. So again, we've got to supplement back with probiotics. Again, that may be the key. That may be the thing that really is tying them over.
Well, it's funny you say that, because there is a GI dysfunction aspect to children on the spectrum, autism spectrum.
Right.
And there's a scientist that was on my show many years ago. It was a doctor whose son was born with autism. And she started to use dietary interventions, and she was seeing changes in his behavior. And she dug deeper, and she found out the probiotic L. plantarum. And Elisa will tell you, if I said this to Elisa right now, she'd say, well, which strain? Because there's seven strains of L. I mean, Elisa's getting, she has become so well adept at the whole probiotic discussion. But yeah. L. plantarum seems to help children on the spectrum get rid of some of those symptoms that they have. So there's a GI role here. Often.
And, you know, again, go back. We talked several months ago. We had a discussion about birth. You know, if kids don't go through the normal birthing process, you know, they aren't getting that bacteria start. So, again, I think there's a whole lot of things that are contributing to the rise of this. A couple bonus things I found. Rhodiola, which is an herb.
Really?
Yeah, they're showing in Europe that it improves focus, not only for children, but for adults also. It works by increasing the sensitivity in the neurological and nervous systems that produce the serotonin and the dopamine. So again, very, very effective. Those are things that are completely safe, folks, for adults or kids, and they're relatively inexpensive. So you might want to try incorporating some of these things. Do a little bit of research, you know, find out some combinations of things. But without further ado, the food is the big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, so here are, I put together a list. Here are the top foods.
That actually trigger episodes?
No, these are the things that you want to look for.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about some of the triggers, because that's even a longer list. Right. Really, we got to get back to bodybuilding. We got to get back to cooking our foods. Probably one of the biggest problems are, you know, find things that are additive, unprocessed foods.
Right.
This day and age, we have so many processed foods, and you're going to find processed foods on the other list. But let's get away from all the toxic chemicals and additives and things that are going into the foods. Find foods that are high in B complex, B vitamins. So again, if you don't want to take a B complex, you know, again, we got to get back to feeding our kids leafy greens.
Vita-Drive.
Yeah, Vita-Drive. And I would. Yeah, absolutely. but look for foods that, you know, vegetables and things. You know, this day and age where I've been in homes where the kids will tell the parents what they want for dinner. And the parents will make something, but every kid chooses what they want. I want fish sticks. I want chicken nuggets. They won't eat their vegetables. Again, this is why we have so many issues. Poultry, high in tryptophan. You know, if you've ever had a turkey meal and you feel tired, well, it's kind of from that tryptophan. So that's another one. The other thing is just eat breakfast. You know, without starting the day with some meals to help regulate the blood sugar, the hormone levels, you're off to a wild start. And then this is one that kind of goes back to the omega-3 is salmon. You know, rich in B6, rich in omega-3s. So again, these are all things that are going to help fuel the body to help compensate or overcome, you know, what's happening neurologically. Do you want to get onto the no-no list?
Well, wait, I want to talk about so here's another thing that parents have to watch out for. We did a show a few years ago that shows that children who snore. If you have a child that snores, most parents kind of just go, oh, how cute, he snores like a truck driver. Children who snore are like 70 times more likely to develop ADHD, ADD, have learning disabilities in school, hyperactivity type disorders. And it's because when they're snoring at night, they're struggling to breathe. When you struggle to breathe, all of the anxiety-driven mechanisms in the body go up. And those mechanisms then predispose the child to be anxiety behavior-driven. So they can't sit still for very long. Because they're anxious, they're nervous, they're freaking out all the time. They don't know why. They don't know it's because in the middle of the night they're struggling to breathe. And so parents, if you have a child that snores, figure out how to fix that. If they're overweight, get them to lose weight. A lot of times it's the kids who are chubby but there are a growing number of children out there who have very, very narrow jaws. And if they snore and they are diagnosed by a good dentist they have a very narrow jaw, they have a very, very narrow airway, then they must be fitted with an appliance that they sleep with. People sleep with mouth guards, to keep their teeth straight. Yeah. It's a mouth guard. Think of it that way. But then they stop snoring, and guess what? Within a week or two, the ADHD goes away.
Yeah.
So if you have a child that snores and is hyperactive and has a hard time focusing, think about that as a possible problem. We just got a question or a comment from Jeff Clifton. He said, "My kid's school lunch program is toxic, a toxic nightmare. I try to pack his lunch, but there's so much peer pressure to eat the junk." This is a big deal. I'm sorry, but our government has no place advising us what to eat and how to eat because they don't have a clue. Parents should be responsible for feeding their children, not schools.
No, and I have to agree with that. I mean, I think across the country, they've gotten away from cooking food anymore. Everything is, fast food. I don't care that it's a cafeteria. When I was in school, and probably they would cook chili.
Yes.
We would have grilled cheese sandwiches. I mean, I don't remember ever having something out of a can.
Jeff, it's even worse than that. Companies like Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Subway, they pay the schools to put kiosks in the lunchroom. So the kids are eating junk. The parents send them, here's $3 for lunch. And what do? They buy a piece of pizza.
I know. Well, and again, not having a clue about things to avoid, and that's what I'm going to get onto here. The number one thing that you have to avoid is sugar.
Yeah.
Man, this is the primary trigger for most all kids. And I'll bet that with adults, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just happen to be talking about kids. So don't just think, I'm not going to give them any candy. And again, this doesn't mean you never. I'm talking about on a regular basis, these sodas, these energy drinks, Gatorade, all this stuff that is loaded with sugar is the worst thing, not only for a normal kid, but for a kid that has these symptoms. Again, you want to trigger this, all of these responses, then that's what you want to do. Here's another one that researchers are now starting to report. Gluten is now
excitatory. Yes.
Yeah. For some conventional dairy, there's an A1 casein in some of the dairy. Now, that doesn't mean for all. I'm just kind of listing some of the things.
Right.
Some kids, colorings and dyes. I know some kids that if they have like red dye 40, I mean, they just go through the roof.
Right.
Caffeine. Again, you just don't go out and give a kid caffeine unless a doctor happens to put them on it. So you got to be careful with that. Nitrates, artificial sweeteners, which kind of comes back to all that processed food. Simple way to start is get back to cooking meals.
Basics.
Okay. I know what everybody's thinking. We're too busy. We work. Well, you know what? Everybody works. Everybody is busy. It just takes a little bit of prioritizing your time. It doesn't take much to cook simple meals. Hamburger is probably one of the easiest things to cook, and you can make 100 different things out of it. We do it. I'm sure you do the same thing. You're looking for a quick meal. We have some nice seasonings. We'll make tacos. Or we'll make sloppy joes, if you're tired of hamburgers. I mean, there's so many things that you can make with hamburger, or same with chicken or turkey.
Chicken, but, yeah. I mean, there's no excuse anymore. I got to be honest with you. We have the time to do the things we want to do, sit in front of the TV and watch the news.
And be on Facebook or something.
I was just
going to
say, cut your time back on Facebook and cook instead.
Hey, you know, that's one of the things that this kind of gets off the subject, but I'll say it anyhow. That's really what irritates me is, you know, people don't have time to spend time with their kids or to, you know, prepare meals for the kids, but they got time to spend 2-3 hours on Facebook or social media throughout the day. So again, you know, it's all about prioritizing your time and what your values are. So, I got some other things too.
Well, let's do this. Let's take our break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with the other things that you want to mention. We're talking today about ADHD, ADD with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking about ADHD. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about alcohol, but it dovetails nicely, quite frankly, into this discussion. Because when we talk about ADHD, we talk about children who have anxiety-ridden lives where they just can't focus. They're just ready to jump out of their skin. And a study that was just published at the University of Binghamton in New York, part of the State University of New York system. I'm a City University of New York alum, showed that exposing rodents to just breathing alcohol vapor for 8 hours, one exposure during gestation, caused the offspring to be anxiety-ridden through adolescence and adulthood. Now, think about that when we're talking about ADHD. How many parents out there didn't know they were pregnant and had a glass of wine or two at a party, and then a month later they realize, oh, my God, I'm pregnant? You may have just set your child up to have ADHD. It's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, even more is how many parents don't care. That's a frustrating thing.
I've seen pregnant women in this day and age smoking.
Oh, you see it all the time. And you know, you want to go up and, I don't mean this really, but slap them and go, what, you know, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, it. Responsible. Anyhow, that's a whole nother subject for a different day. So look here, it's very challenging for parents, you know, with kids who have ADD or ADHD. So not only do you got to find natural remedies that are going to help your kids, you also got to find ways to create an environment that supports, you know, their creativity and it spurs learning. You know, too many times we as parents are impatient, you know, because a kid with ADHD is difficult
trying,
because they're always squirming.
Yeah.
They aren't listening. They're crying. They're throwing fits. Right. They're having trouble at school. You know, they need more attention. So you got to show them more affection and you got to ask for it. You know, it's usually the opposite. You know, you're giving them negative reinforcement by putting them in timeout, yelling at them. No, you got to show more affection. You got to provide opportunities for them to succeed. Don't put them in things that you want them to be in that they're going to fail.
Yeah, don't sign your ADHD kid up for chess class.
Yeah, you know, or debate. I mean, put them in the things that they're going to succeed.
Maybe a physical sport like soccer or something where they're going to run and kick.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of young boys that aren't very athletic, but their parents signed them up for football. And I thought that was the greatest thing because a great outlet. Regular physical activity, kick their butts outside, get them off the video games and stuff. I'm tired of hearing these kids, they say they come home and they're on their video games until midnight. No, get them outside, get them out exercising, fresh air. You know, it helps to balance hormones and all that kind of stuff. Here's one, teach them to cook, you know, that way they can learn how to prepare their own meals. Not only can they help out when they're young, but when they get older, you know, they have some things to do. Help them create organizational, tasks and skills that will work for them. You know, don't try to put stringent things on them that, that they can't keep. Technology, use it to your advantage. You know, there are a whole lot of apps out there that actually help kids with thinking, with processing. So, again, you know, look for things that will help them. We were talking about this. Get more sleep and get sound sleep. They're finding insomnia is a common side effect for, especially for adults with ADD.
But is it a side effect, or is it corollary, or is it causative? That's the question.
Exactly. And, you know, that they don't know. And we already talked about, you know, dietary changes, you know, removing those trigger foods. So again, I mean, whether you work with a coworker or you've got a kid, you know, you've got to recognize it, and you've got to learn to adapt and to again, provide things, positive reinforcement, you know, find things they can do.
Well, what you just said is important, because there's a lot of very successful people out there who have ADHD. Yeah. And they thrive in environments that leverage their ability to multitask.
Yes.
So, you know, and you're exactly right. As a parent, instead of trying to push your kid, round kid, into a square hole, find things that they do well and divert them to those things whenever they start hitting the wall. Use diversionary tactics instead of strong arm. You know, if you don't sit still, that's not going to work with this kid any more than telling a kid who's tall, be short. It's not going to work. They're not going to be short.
And, you know, I think our parents in the old days had the best cure. They booted us outside. I don't care if it's the middle of winter. They'd go outside and play.
Come home for dinner. That's it.
And yeah, we were outside in snow, making forts and snowmen. So again, you know.
And they knew, because when you came home, and don't forget, we all lived in small dwellings back then. Your mother wanted you out so that she could clean the house and you weren't making it dirty at the same time. But more importantly, when you came home, you were tired. You were playing with your friends all day. You were tired. They got the best version of you. You were exhausted. You just wanted to sit and be quiet then, you know?
Yeah. But no, it was time to get your homework done, take your school clothes off, and get outside.
Yeah. Exercise. And again, I sincerely mean this. If your child snores, be aware that snoring is a sign of a child who's going to develop some attention deficit issues. This is really good information for everybody out there. And there's adults out there. But more importantly, even if your child doesn't have ADHD, these types of approaches to child rearing can only make your child better. Whole foods, proper sleep, eliminate the poisons and toxins in the food, divert your child to leverage what they're good at. These are all things that kids who don't have ADHD will benefit from. These are just good parenting skills.
It is. And get back to family. You know, have dinners with as a family. You know, I mean, again, that's how we get off on the whole food thing. You know, that's the best time for conversation, you know, to check in with them. And again, to do something together. You know, life is busy. Your kids are at school. You're at work. So make time and change some of your priorities. And you will find, you know, with some of these tips, you'll see a big change.
Yeah. Good stuff. Great stuff. Thank you so much, Dr. J.
Yeah. Take care, buddy.
All right. So we will talk to you next week. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about alcohol, something I love to rant about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Should open my microphone first, right? So I want to preface this discussion by acknowledging something, okay? I as a young man, I got pretty hammered a lot. I experimented with lots and lots of drugs. Short of injecting anything, back in the late 60s and early 70s, you know, drug use was pretty much expected, and alcohol went along with it. So I am not a teetotaler by any chance. And I am not saying that I'm a teetotaler now. I went out this past weekend and had a couple martinis. But I do not lie to myself and use research studies that say that some alcohol is good for you. Oh, 3 ounces a day is good for you. This is complete and utter BS, okay? Let's be clear about something. Alcohol is a neurotoxin, like mercury. Mercury is a neurotoxin. If a little bit of alcohol is good for you, then a little bit of mercury should be good for you too. But it's not. But the problem is that I've actually done shows about this. We've had a love affair with alcohol since the beginning of recorded history. And because it changes our opinion of our circumstances. Some people say it takes the edge off. It makes life more livable. But the reality is that alcohol is not good for humans in any quantity. Why not give it to your dog? If it's good for you, it's got to be great for your dog. It's got to be good for your newborn baby, too. I mean, if it's good for you, right? 3 ounces will make you live longer, like these studies want to say to you. Oh, well, people who consume 3 ounces of alcohol a day have fewer heart attacks. Don't forget, this is all self-reporting. No one's tracking these people through their lives and going, oh, they just drink 3 ounces of alcohol a day. If that's good for you, then it's got to be great for your child. Start them on alcohol now, so that they live longer, right? But that's BS. You know it's BS. You know it's BS when you say, oh, I'm going to give it to my child or my dog or my cat. But when it's for you, well, you like the buzz, and You don't want to admit that it's bad for you. So you see a study on the internet that says, you know, people who consume 1.5 ounces of alcohol 3 times a week live longer. It's nonsense. It's complete BS. And the reality is that alcohol is not only a neurotoxin, but it is a metabolic disruptor. It affects the thyroid. It affects the liver. It affects just about every organ in the body negatively. Negatively. Okay. So I am not someone who's saying, I don't drink alcohol, so neither should you. No, I drink alcohol. I'll probably drink some alcohol this weekend. But I don't lie to myself and say that it's good for me. It's not good for me. It's better that I don't drink than I do. So this study just came out, and it's profound because it actually shows just how damaging alcohol is, just how damaging it is. So Binghamton University in New York published a study that says there is no safe amount of alcohol during pregnancy. According to the new research, a team of researchers led by Marvin Diaz, assistant professor of psychology at Binghamton University, determined that even small to moderate amounts of alcohol exposure produces significant amounts of anxiety in offspring, lasting not just through adolescence, but well into adulthood. Now, think about that. Some people out there right now email me and say they suffer from anxiety. Everything they try doesn't work. I have to go back and ask them, did your mother drink when she was pregnant with you? Because this is a significant problem in our society today. People who tend to be anxiety ridden. The research differed in its use of only low levels of alcohol exposure, whereas prior studies used high levels of alcohol exposure to reach the same conclusion. So back then it was like, oh, if you drink a lot, it'll hurt your fetus. But, you know, if you drink a little bit, it may not be so bad. Again, more of the BS we get from the pro-alcohol community. There's been a lot of coverage on whether there's a safe amount of alcohol to drink during pregnancy, says Diaz. This study shows that there is not. Now, listen to this. Listen to how they did this study, because it's really shocking. Pregnant rats were exposed to ethyl alcohol vapor for a 6-hour period on their 12th day of gestation. This was the only time the rats were exposed to alcohol. They didn't drink it. They breathed it one time for 6 hours in their, you know, and how much did they breathe? Who knows, right? The offspring were then subjected to a series of anxiety tests. The researchers found that the anxiety was most apparent in male rats during their adolescence. After entering adulthood, the effects were opposite, with the ethanol-exposed male rats showing reduced anxiety while the females still appeared to be unaffected. So there must be a testosterone component to this anxiety. The brain, obviously, everything that we are exposed to affects BDNF. BDNF being brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Well, BDNF causes neuronal sprouting in the brain, neurons to grow. A lot of times the neurons that grow support addiction to the agent causing the upregulation in BDNF. Not always, but nicotine is one, right? If you use nicotine constantly, eventually the BDNF effects of it and the neuronal sprouting actually build pathways to make you more addicted to the nicotine. The same is true of heroin and other drugs as well. And I'm sure alcohol is the same. The most important takeaway of this study is that the effects we studied on rats only took one day of exposure to produce, just 6 hours. Diaz is interested in taking his research further to determine exactly what changed in the brain. I'm telling you what's going to change. They're going to find out that brain-derived factors, growth factors, were influenced to build bridges in the neurons related to alcohol addiction, guaranteed, and anxiety. Now, here's an interesting thing. People who drink often develop anxiety. So alcohol influences anxiety. People who drink 2, 3, 4 times a week, when they don't drink, they become anxiety ridden. They have panic attacks. And the only thing that straightens them out is a little booze. So alcohol influences anxiety. There's no doubt about that. And clearly it influences anxiety in the future lives of children who are born to mothers who drink alcohol during pregnancy. This is really important, and here's why. So when we talk about a fetus that's developing in the womb, we can actually see the structural changes that occur because the changes are being influenced at the time that formation is taking place. But now when you look at adults, you don't necessarily see those types of changes, but they're there. Don't misunderstand my point. They're there. But the collateralization of those changes takes longer to show up because you need tissue turnover and you need growth and changes in the brain that don't happen as quickly because you've got a fetus forming in this small window of time. You've got all of this growth, this basic stem cell party in this short period of time where you can actually see it acutely. Oh, it changed. But if you're an adult and you start drinking in your 20s and you drink more in your 30s, you may not see those changes become apparent until you turn 40. But then all of a sudden you turn 40 and you've got terrible anxiety. You can't understand why. Doctors don't know. They want to put you on a benzodiazepine. So now you have to take benzos. Those also influence anxiety, ironically, because while they make anxiety go away, when they wear off, you become more anxiety ridden. So you got to take more and more and more and more, and then you become addicted to the benzos. My point is this. Alcohol is not good for us. It's not. If you can lead a life devoid of alcohol, I say smoke pot. I'm going to tell you why. We do not have an ethanol receptor on any cell in our body, but we have an endocannabinoid system that produces cannabinoids naturally in your body. And we have cannabinoid receptors on most cells, which means that through evolution, we came in contact with these things and they created a signature in our formation. And while some people are studying cannabis and saying that it can affect blood sugar, and I know how it does. I've looked into this pretty deeply. If you're one of those people who smokes weed and becomes anxious for like 15, 20 minutes after you smoke it, it's because the spontaneous elevation in dopamine affects blood sugar levels and causes hypoglycemia. And you're feeling anxious because your blood sugar is dropping. If you're one of these people who smokes weed and gets anxious, then the solution for you is to have oatmeal 15, 20 minutes before you smoke weed so that you have something to keep blood sugar stable and then smoke your weed and you won't get anxious. And this works. Or even just suck on a peppermint patty or something, you know, before you smoke. The anxiety goes away. But the point is this, that overall, cannabis doesn't have the metabolically damaging effects and the neurotoxicity that alcohol has. Yet alcohol is legal and cannabis isn't. And why is that? Because we have a government telling us what's good for us and what's not. And that's all driven by special interests and money. So if you can live a life without alcohol, I'm telling you that it's probably the best thing for you. You will live a better life. And if you need something to take the buzz off, the edge off, you need something, you want to feel like you want the social greasing of the wheels, so to speak, when you go out, you feel like you're more relaxed and more charming, get a vaping pen and smoke a little weed. Look, okay? It's empty if any law enforcement are looking. There's nothing in it. But anyway, you're better off smoking weed than drinking alcohol if you need to be influenced in a way where you feel like you have a buzz. Alcohol's horrible. And I'm going to drink this weekend. I already know I am. I mean, I'm going to visit an old friend and we're probably going to go out to dinner and I'll have a glass of wine or something like that. But the reality is that I don't lie to myself and tell myself that there is something good about the alcohol I'm drinking, that I'm doing something good for my body, because I'm doing nothing good for my body. And again, I come back and I say this, and I know that it sounds absurd, but if alcohol is good for you, then mercury's got to be good for you too, because they're both neurotoxins. Let's take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is how my leg training has changed. So many of you know that I've suffered a lot of injuries. You know, my legs have been the cornerstone of my training. They've been my strongest body part, followed by my back. I'm definitely a posterior chain kind of guy. And as a result, you know, my leg sessions in the past have always been the heaviest. I mean, I've done lots of supersets with squats and deadlifts combined together using extremely heavy weight. I've got three detached muscles in my left hamstring. I tore the muscle belly of my right hamstring recently. It's healing very nicely, very, very nicely. You know, and I have this crushed foot that I'm working with that's doing a lot better since I had some of the dead skin that formed removed. It's amazing. I basically felt like I was walking with a wedge of wood in the bottom of my foot for the past, I don't know, 9 months or so. And I've really rethought my leg training. You know, I've squatted heavy, I've deadlifted heavy, I've leg pressed heavy, I've done it. I know I can do it. I could do it again if I wanted to, but it's not something I want to do anymore. I'm now looking at my legs differently. At 59 years old, I'm looking at my legs for the primary reason that we have legs, and that is to be ambulatory, to be able to move. I think it's more important at my age now that I be able to run out of the way of an oncoming car than move 1,300 pounds in a leg press machine for 18 inches. And so my training has changed. I'm doing a lot more cardio now. I'm alternating steady state cardio. Peter Lakatos would be proud of me. I'm doing some high intensity training. And like I train legs today, and my leg training now is more rehab. You know, my hamstrings are feeling better, and I just want to keep them getting stronger. But I don't want to challenge them with stupid weight anymore. I'm probably never going to go over 8 plates again in the leg press. It's a very, very easy weight for me to move. It feels good. I don't have any aches or pains. I don't feel like I'm challenging my central nervous system terribly. I will squat again very soon. In fact, I almost did today, but I don't think I'm going to go up above 225 pounds. I don't think I need to anymore. And of course, deadlifting. I'll probably use the trap bar deadlift now with my hamstring problems. I think it distributes weight more evenly across the quads and hamstrings. And I'll probably get a little heavy in that. I'll probably go up to 400 pounds pretty regularly. But really, the thrust of my leg training now is going to be being able to sprint, being able to go for long distances, running. The running won't start until next year after I have the foot surgically repaired. Once I have the foot surgically repaired and it's healed and it's ready to go, then I will start running again. Right now I'm using elliptical machines, the Gazelle, which is that free form elliptical machine where you can really increase your stride. I have to do those kind of low impact things right now for my foot, but there's no excuses for me not being able to do more intense cardio with elliptical machines and stair climbers and things like that. So my focus on my leg training is now shifted to actually where I started. When I was 17, 18, 19 years old, I was still working at the racetrack when I was 17. And I used to run around the track at Aqueduct, the outer track, the dirt track. It's a mile and a half if you come out the chute and go around, and it's a mile and a quarter if you just run it by itself. And I used to run that regularly. I mean, I remember I used to run to Forest Park from 110th Street and 101st Avenue, for anybody who knows Queens. I used to run from there to Forest Park. Then I used to run through Forest Park. And then I used to end up at the track at Forest Park, and I would generally do a few miles around the track. And then I would run back through Forest Park, and then I'd run home. And so we clocked it one time, and it's 8 miles round trip. And I used to do that 4 times a week when I was in college, especially. I was doing that. So I'm going to embrace where my journey started and start doing more. But I'm not going to be running 8 miles a day because that's an extreme that's also not healthy. But I'm definitely going to be focusing my leg training on things that will improve my ability to be ambulatory as I move forward. And I probably will still move weight in the gym that's considerably heavier than most people. But I'm just not – I'm not shooting for 1,500-pound leg presses anymore. I'm not really looking to squat anything excessively heavy. I have to protect my lumbar spine, but more importantly, I have to get to 70, 80, and 90 and still be able to walk and run. That's more important to me right now than how much weight I can move. I've already proved how much weight I can move. I don't have to keep proving it over and over again. So my leg training is changing. My upper body training is staying the same. I'm still doing a lot of heavy back, heavy shoulders, and heavy chest work. I'm starting to train arms a little bit now. Just a little. On back day, I do a bicep move, and on chest day, I do a tricep movement. But I really don't do a lot for my arms, and I probably never will. I don't know why. I just don't feel productive training my arms. And as a result, they're never going to be as big as a bodybuilder's arms. But I'm cool with that. But that's how my leg training has changed. And I really think that, you know, Charles Staley is an amazing individual. The guy is my age. He does not carry the muscle that most of us carry. Yet I saw him doing, deadlifts with 465 the other day. I think he did, I don't know if we did 10 reps with it or something like that. I mean, the guy is really a freak. He's a freak of nature. There's no doubt about it. He's got a huge heart, big heart. We talked about heart before. And he appears to be injury-free, and perhaps he's been injury-free his whole life. Unfortunately, that's not my situation. And I think at this point in my life, I have to be able to – I want to be able to take vacations, go to Europe, and walk all day long. You know, that's more important to me right now than how much I can leg press or how much I can deadlift or how much I can squat going forward. So that's how my leg training has changed. And I'd love to hear what your opinion of that is. You think I'm a puss? I'm not giving up. That's not the point. I'm not giving up. I'm just, I'm focusing on what legs are designed to do more so than what I've forced my legs to do in the past. But that's it for today. I hope you don't mind me droning on about the things that I feel like I wanted to talk about today. I figured I'd take advantage on Wednesdays after Science for Humans. If you have something you want me to talk about, I'm happy to do it. Anything, you know, you just need to email me at onair@superhumanradio.net and I will discuss it on Wednesdays. We can make this a regular session where I get to talk about the stuff I'm digging and doing. And, I have to thank everybody for listening and the support that you give the show on and on and on. I'm very fortunate to have all of you, in this audience. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.